Pokedex number 155, Cyndaquil. Smokescreen, written by Winskull and read by Lani. Summary. A young Cyndaquil practices standing his ground. The golden grass rippled above Smolder's head, caught in the breeze. The Cyndaquil raised his snout, sniffling at the air. He could not see anything as he pushed his way between the frail stalks, trying to keep the thin wisps of smoke his back was giving off in check. He couldn't afford to spark. He had to keep it under control, lest he start a fire in the dry grass. Walking a few more paces, he slowed to a stop, listening. There was more than just a soft rustling of the wind. Something large was crashing through the grass, heading in his direction. He stiffened, heart thudding in his chest. What was it? Could he smell it? Identify it? Should he run or fight? Before he could get over his indecision, his pursuer crashed through the grass, bowling him over. He let out a shocked squeal, struggling beneath the weight of a heavier Pokemon. There was a popping noise. Then plumes of black smoke burst from the vents on his back. He held his breath, but his attacker wasn't quick enough. They stumbled back, hacking as they tried to suck in fresh air, giving him a chance to scramble to his feet.
All right, you got me, the other Pokemon said, sitting back on her haunches. Good showing, standing your ground, Smolder.
The other Pokemon was Aquilava, small, but still towering over him, his older sister, Flint.
Could have been better if I could fight with fire.
Sure, Flint said with a chuckle. But the meaning of this exercise is to learn when to fight, when to run, and how to escape when you can't use your fire.
Smolder sighed.
Yeah, I get it.
And you're getting really good at it, she added, bobbing her head. Save the battle for playfighting.
Smolder groaned.
Of course you'd say that, Flint.
Just doing my job, she said with a snicker. Now come on, get ready. I'm going to come at you from a different angle.
Before he could argue or complain, she disappeared back into the grass, leaving him alone. He groaned, stretching, then ran into the grass in a different direction. It would all be worth it in the end, he reminded himself. And he was finally brave and strong enough to evolve. For now, he'd keep playing these games. The end.